Chapter 5 Overview. Clarity is largely a matter of using precise diction by avoiding vague words, ambiguous words, and exaggeration, and using precise grammar as well as detail. Beware of repetition that confuses the issue. Loaded language, that is value or emotion-laden words, as well as visual, oral, and other effects may prevent us from thinking critically about what's being said. Visual effects that get in the way of critical thinking include, for print, page placement, space allotment, and font type, and for images, camera angle, distance, lighting, and color, and for both, context, that is framing and sequence. Oral effects that get in the way of critical thinking include voice pitch, pace, and tone, as well as soundtracks and sound effects. Repetition also affects us in a non-rational way to accept what's being presented. Definitions are important to keep an argument progressing on track. A good definition, for the purposes of argument, should specify genus and species, as well as necessary and sufficient conditions. It should be neither too broad nor too narrow. Definitions can't be changed in the middle of an argument.